This is the GAC opening plenary.
Итак, начинается пленарное заседание GAC Буэнос-Айрес.
موافق 16 من تشرين ثاني نوفمبر عام 2013 بدءا من الساعة 12 بعد الظهر. شكرا.
Testing translation.
اختبار الترجمة الفورية.
So when this is our second test for translation.
Good afternoon, everyone. If we could start moving towards our seats, please, we'll get started. Okay, so let's get started. As usual, it takes us a bit of time to get settled and greet each other and so on. But we have a few things to talk about this afternoon to get our GAC meetings underway. So let's begin. Just a few things about the setup in the room. Many of you know, but we might have some newcomers here. So our meetings are recorded. They're also transcribed. Most of the time you will see the scribing in front of you. Sometimes we don't have the live scribing and it's provided later. So all of our meetings have interpretation into the UN six languages plus Portuguese. And also these transcripts that we have are available in those languages as well to assist our colleagues in speaking a language of their preference. Just one note on that issue of interpretation. I understand that we will have teleconference facilities available to the GAC starting in January in all UN 6 plus Portuguese for the first time. And there's a very enthusiastic staffer at ICANN responsible for this who's begging me to make use of these services. We have had a Spanish and French, I believe, at least, available, but these services are not made use of on the GAC's calls. So if some of you can help me to understand why that is or what we might be able to do differently to get greater engagement in our teleconferences, that would be welcome. But that's a welcome footnote, I think, to point out that we will have that coming in January. So we begin this afternoon, and as we usually do, we'll start with introductions around the table. I'll start with myself. So my name is Heather Dryden, and I work for the Canadian Department of Industry. And I will go to my right to one of the vice chairs to continue.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Peter Nettlefold. I'm here representing the Australian government, and I'm one of the vice chairs of the GAC.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Thomas Schneider. I work for the Swiss government, and I'm one of the vice chairs.
Hi, Tracy Hackshaw, Trinidad Tobago, one of the vice chairs as well.
Good afternoon. I'm Peter Major, representing the Hungarian government.
Good afternoon. I'm Gary Camber, representing the government of Jamaica.
Good afternoon. I'm Henrik Kassen, representing the government of the Republic of Namibia.
Good afternoon, all. My name is Anders Hector, representing Sweden from the Ministry of Enterprise, Energy and Communications.
Good afternoon. My name is Bo Martinsson, also from Sweden, representing the National Regulatory Authority in Sweden.
Hello, I'm Ana Neves from Portugal.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm from the Ministry of Industry and Information Technology, China. I'm Cui Shutian. Thank you.
Bonjour à tous. Je suis David Martinon, le chef de la délégation française.
My name is David Martinon. I'm the head of the French delegation. And it's a pleasure to be here with our friends from South America in Buenos Aires.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Mark Carvel from the United Kingdom Government Department for Culture, Media and Sport.
Buenas tardes. I am Eric Forsberg. I'm from the European Commission of the European Union. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm Shahram Subutipur, Iranian GAC team advisor.
Thank you. My name is Mr. Araste from the Ministry of Information and Communicating Technology. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Juuso Moisander, representing the government of Finland from the Ministry for Foreign Affairs.
Good afternoon. Kirill Aparin, Ministry of Telecommunication, Russian Federation. Thank you.
Добрый день. Дмитрий Бурков, Россия. Советник, представитель.
Dmitry Burkov, Russia advisor to the president of the Russian Federation.
Welcome to the continent. My name is Carlos Raúl Gutiérrez, coming from the government of Costa Rica. I work with the telecommunications regulatory body.
My name is Stefan Modala. I work for the Swiss government.
Good afternoon. My name is Wanawit, representing the Loyal Thai government.
Good
Good afternoon. My name is Lim Chun Sai, representing Infocom Development Authority of Singapore.
Good afternoon. My name is Tony Tam from Ministry of Transportation and Communication, Taiwan.
Good afternoon. My name is Samuel Ruto from Communications Commissions of Kenya.
Good afternoon. My name is Beatrice Ope from Communications Commission of Kenya.
Yeah, good afternoon. Justin Irugo, GAC member from Rwanda.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Florence Lengumbi Kuya.
Good afternoon. My name is Florence Makumbi Kuya. I'm a counselor to the Ministry of Digital Finance. I'm representing the government of Gabon.
Representing the government of Cameroon.
Good afternoon. My name is Amin Malik. I'm representing the government of Pakistan.
Good afternoon. My name is Huami Kung. I'm from Ministry of Information and Communication of Vietnam.
Good afternoon. My name is Hua. I'm from Vietnam Telecommunication Authority, Ministry of Information and Communication of Vietnam.
Bonjour. Moi, c'est Michel Chonan Linze.
Good afternoon. My name is Michel Kunem Linsin, and I'm representing Cameroon at the GAC. Good afternoon. Namus Sabakwaru. I'm representing the Minister of Economic Development at Burkina Faso.
I'm also the regulator in Nauru in the Central Pacific. Thank you.
Austria.
Good afternoon. I'm Christian Singer, representing the government of Austria.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Yamaguchi from Ministry of Internal Affairs and Communication, Japan.
Good afternoon. My name is Akihiro Sugiyama from Ministry of Internal Affairs and Communications, Japan.
My name is Jose Clastornik from the government of Uruguay.
Good afternoon. My name is Siam Trabelsi, representing the Tunisian government.
Bonjour. Good afternoon. Dave Murphy, representing Canada.
Good afternoon. My name is Andrea Tadorn, and I'm here representing the government of Canada.
Hello, good afternoon. I'm Alexandre Fontanelli from the Ministry of External Relations of Brazil.
Good afternoon. My name is Nicolás Caballero, GAC representative for Paraguay.
Good afternoon. Sorry, Natalan, Romania.
My name is Natalan from Romania.
I'm Sasha Dimitrioski, representing the government of Macedonia.
Good afternoon. My name is Pell Brumak, representing the government of Niue.
Hello, everyone. Andrew Mara from the Australian government.
Good afternoon. Frank March, representing the government of New Zealand.
Good afternoon. Suzanne Riddell, representing the United States.
مساء الخير اسمي منال احمد اسماعيل بمثل الحكومه المصريه وبشتغل في الجهاز القومي لتنظيم الاتصالات ميرسي.
Good afternoon everybody. I'm Severin Wouterbly, the Minister of Economy from Belgium.
Good afternoon everybody. My name is Jan van Nieuwenhuizen. I work for the Belgian Institute for Postal Services and Telecommunications.
Buenas tardes todos.
Good afternoon, everybody. It seems usual, so I'm going to speak into Spanish. Thomas de Ham from the Netherlands, Ministry of Economy. I would like to thank Argentina for organizing this meeting.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Erno Storm, representing the government of Norway.
Good afternoon. My name is Elise Lindeberg, also representing the government of Norway.
Hola, buenas tardes. Mi nombre es Camila.
Good afternoon. My name is Carmen Mayhorn, and I'm representing the European Commission. Good afternoon.
Representing Denmark.
Hola a todos, soy Rafael.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Rafael Persalinda, and I'm representing Spain.
Good afternoon. My name is Markéta Nováková, and I'm from the Ministry of Industry and Trade of the Czech Republic.
Good afternoon, Stefano Trumpi from National Council for Research and reporting to the Ministry of Economic Development.
Good afternoon, my name is Maura Gambassi from the Italian Ministry of Economic Development.
Good afternoon, my name is James Kilaba representing Tanzania.
Hola a todos.
Hi everybody, welcome to Argentina.
To Argentina es un gran placer tenerlo.
It's a pleasure to have you all here in our beautiful city and our beautiful country.
I've been seeing you walking around the city yesterday. I'm so pleased that you can visit our city, some of you for the first time. Me encanta verlos caminar por la ciudad.
It's lovely to hear you. To see you walking around the city. I know some of you are newcomers. I'm Olga Cavalli. I'm representative of Argentina at GAC.
Representative of the GAC. I'm from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Argentina. Estoy aquí con algunos colegas que me están acompañando del gobierno de Argentina.
Some of my colleagues are here. Dr. Raúl Palenque from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs with Mrs. Jimena Lorenzi for the Communications Regulator and Engineer Carlos Chap from the Secretariat of Communication.
The other ministries of Argentina, we are all here to help you and to, if you need any information from the city, from the country, do not hesitate to let us know and welcome. No duden en preguntarnos si tienen alguna.
If you have any doubt, you are welcome to hear of them. Thank you very much for being here. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Fiorella Mosquera from the Transportation and Communications Ministry of the Republic of Peru. Good afternoon. I'm Milagros Castañón from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Peru.
Everyone, we have some government representatives or IGOs maybe sitting in the back rows. I would like you to introduce yourselves, if you can. Do we have a microphone or something we can use? To enable that. We're getting to be a really full house. Well, Alice, you can certainly.
Alice Munoz from Kenya with the African Union Commission.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay, so if you can start on my right.
Hello, Lee Hibbard from the Council of Europe.
We're shy in the back row.
Hello, everybody. My name is Vitaly Tarlev, and I'm representing Republic of Moldova.
Thank you. Okay, so in some cases, we may have more than one representative from a country, and as we are getting to be quite a full table, if you can do your utmost to accommodate, allowing all our colleagues to at least have one representative at the table. This applies to today, but also throughout the week as well. It's nice to see us growing in numbers, but it does present some challenges for us. So thank you, everyone, and welcome, everyone. On that note, as far as recognizing people to speak, because the table is so long, I do have some difficulty identifying people at the ends of the tables, so please help me out and wave enthusiastically and forgive me if I have difficulty identifying which country you are representing. I've taken the best note I can while we've done our introductions, and if you want to play a trick on me, you can all change your seats around for tomorrow and see how I fare. But with that, let's begin to move through our agenda. Iran.
Thank you, Madam Chairman, distinguished delegates, colleagues. is with a great sadness that we have learned since several days the catastrophic disaster that happened to our colleagues, Philippine. Millions of people were affected, several hundred of thousands homeless, and 100,000 dead. We, as a representative of governments, we would like to take this opportunity and express our solidarity and sincere sympathy with the people and with the government of the Philippines, and confirm our commitment that every government would do or is doing its best to the extent possible to come to the assistance of the people and the government of the Philippines at this very moment. Madam Chairman, as the expression of homage, we would like to propose 1 minute of silence for those people who lost their lives.
Thank you, Iran. I'd be happy to do exactly that. So if we can all please take 1 minute.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Okay. Thank you. So for all of our sessions throughout the week, the materials for each of the sessions will be available in hard copy. So ensure that you get hold of a copy if you do not already have one. For this first session, as we open our plenary meetings, the agenda should be agenda version 3 that you have in front of you, and that's what we will be referring to as we move through the agenda outlined for this week. There are some changes or adjustments that I will indicate to you now, and then there may be further ones if we identify a need throughout the week. As per usual, we have a heavy agenda and far more to do than we can really schedule within this time frame. It's becoming more and more important that we prioritize our work and we identify precisely what it is that we need to accomplish in the week. And in particular, whether we do need to generate advice or comments to go in the communique. So with that, you can see this afternoon we are going to talk about the agenda, have a brief report from myself and from the vice chairs, as well as reappointing The three vice chairs who have confirmed that they are willing to stand for another term, and then also to receive another brief report on the new members or observers that have joined the Governmental Advisory Committee. The good news is we continue to grow. So there will be something to report. And then following that, we will look at an update that has been requested by some colleagues in the GAC regarding the Secretariat's support to be provided by ACIG. And we have both Tom Dale and Michelle Scott Tucker here with us, and they will be contributing to our work this week. And so this is a very welcome development, but we can discuss that further when we come to this agenda item. Then we will move this afternoon to talk a little bit about planning for the week, our priorities for the week, and hopefully to put a bit more structure around our work, focusing on development of the communique. And as well, we'll hear from some of the working groups that are very active currently in order to be apprised of their work. And then on Sunday morning, the precise objective of the session identified as wine and van is yet to be defined. I'm seeking further clarification on what is being sought there. But we have had requests to have a discussion on the procedures that were followed in coming up with an output or communication to the board on the issue of wine and van, as well as a request to have some sort of community discussion. So I'm very keen to have that be constructive and for us to make good use and in the spirit of moving forward on what I think we all know is a very difficult issue and quite a controversial one for many members in this committee. Following that, we have set aside an hour for further discussion from the working groups. So when we do a review of where the status of the work for those working groups, I'm very interested to hear what kind of time is being sought and whether that's meant to be a plenary discussion or a working group discussion. So we have an hour here notionally, but we may adjust this, in fact. Following that, we had put a marker into the agenda for discussion of IGO protections. And what I am proposing to do is that we actually take this time and continue in the informal group that we have, where we are making good progress. And we have one last remaining issue that I'm determined that we make further progress on in order to come up with a solution. And when we do that, that we can then present it to this committee and hopefully quickly come to agreement on it. So what I'm suggesting is that the session from 11:30 till 12 comes out of the GAC agenda, and then the smaller group use this time to meet again. We did meet earlier today, which is the second informal meeting we had. From the GAC side, it's the chair and vice chairs participating. We have a number of the IGOs as well participating that, as well as ICANN staff and a couple of colleagues from the board new GTLD program committee. And so just to remind you, this is to create a mechanism that will allow for better protections of IGO names and acronyms. And the acronyms part of that has proven to be the more challenging aspect in order to implement. So efforts will continue there. This does remind me as well that we have provided some advice in the past. Switzerland, one of the vice chairs, has reminded us that there was a list related to the Red Cross organizations that the GAC created. And so the question for us as a committee is, what is the status of that list? I know some of you here have been lobbied by the Red Cross, who are seeking protections. So we are going to identify what are the relevant references and what is the nature of the board response on that issue. So this is something that we expect to at least touch upon this week in the event that the GAC needs to reinforce advice already given or clarify something or so on. So we will come back to you on that particular point. We then have an hour set aside to look at what we are calling Module 3.1 GAC advice. So this relates to controversial and sensitive top-level domains, in particular what the GAC described as being Category 1 safeguards and strings and Category 2. An hour might not be enough time for us to have those discussions. I see on the list there have been some proposals in relation to particularly Category 1, so we may need some time to have that discussion. So I will try to identify a bit more time for us to cover that. And as well, we have some remaining strings that we plan to come back to based on a status update from the relevant GAC members. And we have four currently listed here. I will note that Yun has been withdrawn, so I believe that can come off our agenda as well. So that leaves Guangzhou, and there's a spelling mistake here. It should be Guangzhou, Shenzhen, and as well Spa. So if we have this discussion, it is planned in this location in the agenda so that we can have the discussion before we meet with the new GTLD program committee. And so in our exchange with the NGPC, these are the issues that we expect to focus on, specifically Category 1 and Category 2, but it may be the case that there are other issues that we find we need to raise with them. We have an exchange with the GNSO to focus on GAC engagement early on in the policy development process, and here we will look to Egypt, who has been chairing the board GAC effort to implement recommendations related to GAC early engagement to guide us through that with our colleagues from the generic names supporting organization. I will note that on Monday, the GAC does not have meetings on Monday, but in the opening ceremony, we will have some interesting speeches. I know a number of you have been interested in follow-up from what we are calling the Montevideo statement made by the Internet organizations. And so Fadi Chahade and the chair of the board will both be speaking at the opening ceremony on that issue. And they've also written blogs on this issue. And this is before we meet with the board at the end of the day on Tuesday. So if you have questions after the opening on Monday and the session that's planned for this discussion, then you can have that further opportunity to ask your questions. There is a new innovation called the SOAC-led High Interest Topic Session, a very big title. And this is to get a bit of engagement happening across the organization and the different parts of it. So the chairs of the SOs and ACs will be participating. It sounds like some kind of panel arrangement that they have. And it is, again, to talk about the Montevideo Statement, the evolution of internet governance, these kinds of issues. So I do hope that you will be able to participate there. And then we are invited to join the GAC, as the GAC in a cocktail. And this is really a good informal opportunity to meet board colleagues and talk to them. So I would really encourage you all to attend that. Because there has been discussion about opportunities to hold other meetings, working group meetings, and so on Monday, let me say from the outset that there is no room available. The GAC or its working groups do not typically meet on the Monday, so the GAC room is booked and we will not be able to find alternative space. I do hope that we can look at Thursday morning, where we do have the GAC room and most of the services that we have today set aside for us to make use of that time. And I would guess that for some of the larger working groups, where there is a lot of interest, that you can make good use of the face-to-face opportunity here to have those meetings. So I just want to note that while I have the opportunity. And then on Tuesday, we will spend time discussing the draft report from the Accountability and Transparency Review Team, who have made a series of recommendations, not all of them related to the GAC, but we have tended to focus on those related to this committee. So we do have some new and interesting recommendations coming out there. And then this will provide us an opportunity to have a discussion among ourselves before we meet with the review team a little bit later in the week. In terms of the joint meeting with the CCNSO, one issue that we are proposing to add to this is the issue of the release of two-letter codes, because we are going to be talking about that on Wednesday, and our colleagues in the country code name supporting organization may have thoughts that are useful to us on that. And I'm looking at the UK because he's going to be leading us on that issue on the Wednesday. Otherwise, the planned agenda is as stated here. And then we have our usual meeting with the board at the end of the day on Tuesday. And as I mentioned, Wednesday we have our session with the Accountability and Transparency Review Team. And then we have two fairly narrow, specific policy issues as we continue through Wednesday. And that is, first of all, the release of country or two character names at the second level. And the related materials are identified there. And as well, the Sunrise process and the concerns that we were briefed about by the GOTLDs at our last GAC meetings. And in both of those cases, we will be seeking a staff briefing to help get us going on the issue. And then we have identified leads to guide us through the discussion. And then we will conclude with finalizing the communique. We'll get into some of those more organizational matters when we talk about GAC planning and priorities at 6 o'clock. So we can go into a bit more detail about how we're going to manage that and take advantage of having our colleagues from ACIG here and present and ready to work. But for now, I will stop there. And one further note, we were planning for a briefing from the Root Server Stability Advisory Committee, and because of pressure on the schedule, we have removed that. If there is an interest, we can maybe put that on the Thursday morning or find an additional slot somewhere, but as usual, it's very challenging to find the amount of time that we need in order to focus on our priority areas of work. So for the moment, that has been taken off our agenda. In addition, some correspondence has been circulated to the GAC list from various members or organizations related to strings that they would like to put on the GAC's agenda or have further discussion about. So what I'm asking you to do is take note of those requests and then to allow me the time and working with the vice chairs to talk to those GAC members and look at how we might or might not be able to introduce additional strings for discussion on the GAC's agenda this week. So just please take note of that and be aware that we're seeing how to proceed based on consultations with the relevant GAC members. Okay. So at this point, Are there any comments on the agenda or any questions as far as that? UK, please.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Just on the communique drafting, just a suggestion to help us complete that important task through the week, that perhaps at the end of each session, and certainly at the end of each day, the communique drafting is initiated either by the help with the help of the secretariat or a pen holder, and then at the beginning of the following day, a text could be circulated for consideration. So we work through the communique drafting as we progress through the week, and then there's a live draft actually gradually assembling. Perhaps that's a suggestion to accomplish that as effectively as possible. Thank you.
Thank you, UK. It's a great suggestion. We intend to implement precisely what you're suggesting. I was anticipating getting into this a bit more in our 4 o'clock session, talking about organizational matters, but I see no difficulty with having the discussion now. What we can do a bit later is identify where we have leads that are there to support leads on the support side to support the GAC leads on a topic or for a working group. And then their role is as well to roll up the communique to what extent we're able at the end of each day, you know, on a particular topic or activity. And then we can, as you say, hopefully get ahead of our drafting session, which is planned for the last day. It is my intention to keep us to concluding at 6 o'clock each day. That includes Wednesday. And you can be sure that when the clock reaches 6:01 on Wednesday, the seat will be empty. So we will make our best effort to identify where we need to come up with text, advice, comments, and so on from the GAC. And if we are unable to do that by Wednesday at 6 o'clock, as I say, we will be ending it on Wednesday at 6. We do have some time on Thursday, not related to communique drafting, as I said, for working groups and so on, which we may take advantage of. And I'm quite happy for us to do that. So with your cooperation, that is the aim. Netherlands, please.
Thank you, Heather. Just in combination with Mark's suggestion, I think also we discuss this in combination with having on the end of each session a kind of conclusive remarks and even action points or things uptaken, which then also guide the pen taker for the communique. Thank you.
Yes, that's a great suggestion as well. So at the end of a discussion, a summary, action items, deadlines, and so on. And for anyone that's been identified to support an area of work, that responsibility carries through to drafting the minutes and generally being attentive to preparations for the working group and for the GAC on that matter. So I think that will work quite nicely. We will see how we do this week, and we can always make refinements as well based on our experience here. So, Iran, please.
Yes, Madam Chairman. I think the proposal of United Kingdom is a very good proposal. In fact, it is a continuation of what we had discussed the previous meeting. And in essence, it would be one of the working method efficiency measures that we try to use, not to push everything to the end, that we may not be in a good position to manage, and that would help us. In fact, Madam Chairman, I wanted to, after fully supporting that proposal, also mention that you as the chairman and our colleagues here, we should collectively make every effort to be efficient, to be productive, and we should avoid any repetitions or any actions that which seems to be not necessary, and we should take that on board with the view that following certain principles that there are already in place and other similar organizations like us, and that would be to avoid any vicious circle and to avoid any repetitive things, and try to conclude something. Once you conclude on that things, that conclusion is a conclusion, and we would not get back to that. That is very, very important, and that is, in fact, apply also to the agenda of each day. Once you have agenda and discuss an agenda, the day after you would not open that agenda again, because that was the work of the past. So we should take that into account, because the amount of work before us is very, very huge, and we need to have a time management under your leadership, and I'm certain, I'm confident that you will guide us in that direction. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Iran. Okay. So I think we can move on to the next item, which is the chair report. I don't plan to speak at any great length here, but it is a means for giving some insight into the activities of the chair and vice chairs in between meetings, and it's also an opportunity for questions and so on. For my part, the intervening period since Durban was spent participating to a considerable extent in the new GTLD program committee meetings, because this committee was formed by the board to focus on new GTLDs. Much of the activity that's of interest to the GAC, it takes place in that committee rather than in the full board. And there are also board meetings that occur as well, of course. But the focus has certainly been on the NGPC. As well, the Accountability and Transparency Review Team 2 effort has been underway, and that has meant various meetings and teleconferences as well in relation to that that I've participated in. As some of my other colleagues here also follow that work closely, we'll know there's been a lot of activity in order to generate this draft report that's quite lengthy and nevertheless contains, I think, some interesting recommendations for us. In that, as well, I attended the Internet Governance Forum that was held in Bali, Indonesia. And it's not uncommon for discussions about this committee to come up there. And so I think it's important to be there and be present and contributing to the exchanges that do occur as the Internet Governance Forum proceeds. And I would note for those GAC members that were not in attendance, one of the things that Fadi Chahade, the CEO, initiated was to hold a cocktail for all of the GAC representatives that were present in Bali to come and hear a bit from his point of view about some of the activities, the Internet Organization statement from Montevideo, and talking about the rapid acceleration of internationalization of ICANN as well as the IANA functions. And many of you have had questions about that. And so it was a way for GAC members maybe to hear a bit about Fadi and what he's thinking and his role, and to engage a bit in a more informal setting. So many of you came to that, and I think it was viewed as quite beneficial. So that was welcome, and certainly from my side, a welcome opportunity to engage with some of the ICANN staff on those issues. In addition, I've been working quite a bit with ACIG and trying to put arrangements in place for a longer-term solution for secretariat support and we will talk a little bit more about this after the break, so I won't go into great length at this point. I would note again for you that we have been holding bi-weekly calls of the chair and vice chairs, and this seems to be working quite well. We have good attendance, and it's a good way to get advice or brief each other on things that are happening, because we meet face-to-face only so frequently in a year. And that's, from my point of view, working quite well. And so I'm keen to see that continue. With that, I will look at the vice chairs to see whether they have anything to add. You can just nod enthusiastically if you like. Yeah, great. All right. Are there any questions or comments about that side of things? Okay. All right. Our next item concerns the election of the vice chairs. In this committee, a vice chair can run for two consecutive one-year terms. Our current vice chairs are coming to the end of their first year. And I'm really pleased to report that all three are willing to stand again. So they're back for more. What I would ask us to do is by acclamation, accept the willingness of our three colleagues to continue in this capacity and to acknowledge this acceptance with a round of applause, if I may. Thank you for that. Okay. The last thing that I will report on, and then we'll have a coffee break, is the addition of new members or observers to this committee. I have four to report on. First of all, Dominica and Montenegro have joined, as well as the Organization for Islamic Cooperation and the Caribbean Telecommunications Union. So I want to welcome you all, as well as all newcomers. In some cases, we've had GAC members, we've had governments participating, organizations participating. We have new representatives here. I can see some new faces. So I want to welcome you as well to our meetings. At this point, let's take a coffee break, and then we will come back and continue through our afternoon's agenda. Okay? 30 minutes, please, everyone.